The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
'906, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. Last Jerry Bader Show of 2013. Combination of Seth Meehl and Chris Conley filling in next week. I'm in a use it or lose it situation with vacation, but historically, now this didn't happen last year, but historically, I have taken a lot of time around Christmas. That's just kind of what I've done. There are logistical reasons in this industry why we do that, I really do enjoy this time of year, and I do enjoy it. My daughter's going to be home from college. My other daughter, of course, is off school. We're going to go see their grandmother on Monday, and we're going to be shoveled out by Monday, right? Should be, and I will be shoveled out. I see, Jason, I'm telling you, you have convinced me. My snow thrower goes to the shop, and the storm moves north. It's true. Yeah. My snow thrower's in the shop for a week. Well, what am I going to do? I couldn't use it. What did you want me to do? I'm going one day, and this place goes to hell. Look, by the way, that's not what Jason really wrote, but I quickly edited on the fly there. Well, what did you want me to do? Dude, I am shoveling. You're missing the story here. I don't have my snow thrower for a week. I did bring it in as soon as I could. I brought it in as soon as I could. Don't bring it. No, I don't have it back. What you're saying makes no sense. I'm without it for a week. That's why we're getting the snow, because I did bring it in. You've got it all you got it all turned around. Well, okay, but if I keep it then and it's not working, then I still have to shovel and we're going to get lots of snow. It makes no difference either way. You can't win for losing here. I had no right answer in this matter. I'm just saying you have convinced me on this particular superstition, because by God, Jason, when I found out that I couldn't have it back for a week, that's about when it was being reported this storm moved north. I mean, I am telling you, I'm just saying, which means we're going to get a lot of snow. But hopefully, I personally will be shoveled out. Or if a neighbor wanted to take mercy on me, that'd be okay too. just throwing it out there, because I know of two of them that listen. I'm just saying that. Or if you want to just loan it and I can have my daughters do it. Jason knows of listeners, of neighbors he has that listens as well. All right, coming up later this hour, we just touched on it briefly. I really want to get into the whole Duck Dynasty thing, because there's just an absolutely outstanding piece, an editorial piece that I want to share with you on this, and we'll take some calls on that. And I actually have not one but two what is right and what is wrong topics today. And we'll see if we can get them both in. And, of course, we'll try to be in the holiday spirit, because this is basically, for me, the Christmas Eve program. The Christmas Eve show, because I'm out of here for the Christmas holiday. So we'll get to all of that. But at least off the air, it was a very festive Mike McCarthy as we were setting up the interview today. Here it is. They're all big games as we come down the stretch. A big game on Sunday and before every game on the Friday, we talk with Coach Mike McCarthy. Coach, everybody's still talking about Aaron Rodgers. Let's start there. There was some growing speculation in the media yesterday as to just whose call it is. Dr. McKenzie's, Ted Thompson's. Aaron called it an organizational decision as to whether he would play. Is the organization making the decision exclusively on the recommendation of Dr. McKenzie, or are other factors or other people coming into play?
It's a group decision. I'm not going to get into specifics exactly how sure. It goes down, but it's a group decision, and all the conversation, needs to be heard. and you take that, and at the end of the day, you make the call. So I mean, it's something that Ted Thompson and I have done in every situation that we've ever been involved in when it comes to, you know, player health or player acquisition. And we clearly understand the importance of this, you know, this particular situation with Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, it's important for us to go through the process and hear all the conversations and make the best decision for Aaron and for the organization.
You said yesterday Aaron looked ready to play. You mentioned last week how frustrated it is for him that he can't play. The better he looks and the better he feels, that's got to be even tougher, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, once again, it's you're talking about two different topics. You're talking about a player, a great player in Aaron Rodgers that's doing everything he can, pushing to get back on the field. You know, you're talking about a man that's played with you know, with injury. I mean, a true, you know, old-fashioned tough guy. But then on the other hand, you have this organizational decision, and that's really there's definitely a gap, and you have to keep it that way because you can't let the emotions of everything else of going on around us. And clearly, we understand the importance of where we are in our season. But you know, he does special things on a football field, and I mean, and that's who he is. And he's working very hard. He did some excellent things this week.
During halftime of last week's game, I received a bunch of texts from friends. Boy, he needs to put in Tolzien. He needs to put in Tolzien. I was sure you were going to make a move. Matt Flynn struggled in the first half. But what did you see going on in that first half that convinced you that he could get it done in the second half?
Well, I didn't think our struggles was just all Matt Flynn. You know, we had some situations where, you know, he could start with running the ball where we had some clean looks. And, you know, we didn't quite get what we could have got out of it. We had some pass protection issues. We had drop balls. Matt missed a couple, you know, throw or two. So it just wasn't just one thing. So it was never a consideration of mine.
Everybody's talking about the Cowboys' collapse, not the Green Bay's great comeback, except in these parts, of course, we are. You came out running in the first half, not panicky, not throwing the ball. Eddie Lacy delivered with a huge run on the first play. Just watching at home, it felt as though that play kind of stunned a Cowboys defense, and it really bottled you up in the first half. That play just seemed to put something in motion they couldn't stop. Did it feel that way to you on the sideline?
Well, we actually ran into some hard looks too, but it was just more about the attitude, mindset, and that's why we went right at them coming out the gate. And they actually had a good defense called, but you know, our execution was better, and Eddie did a great job, you know, hitting the hole and extending into the second level and having a huge run. So we just wanted to get back to, you know, the fundamentals and staying in clean plays, and you know, we were focused on going the whole 30 minutes. We weren't trying to catch up, you know, right away, and we just took the mindset of one play at a time, one series at a time, and it worked out for us.
Mason Crosby hits a 57-58, I don't recall exactly, yard field goal in the first half. Your only points of that half. You can argue if he misses that, you don't win the game. Because of all the things the team has faced this season, I think this has kind of gotten lost, but Mason Crosby has had a tremendous comeback year.
Mason Crosby's a Pro Bowl kicker, and I think that's something that people tend to forget, you know, based off of last year. You know, one season doesn't make your career, and you know, he's having another Pro Bowl season. I mean, I can't say enough, not only about you know, the way he's kicking field goals, but if you look at his ball placement on kickoffs, he's been outstanding.
You and I were joking about it before starting the interview. The forecast is unclear at this point, but it's going to be snowing maybe heavily during Sunday's game. To what extent do you factor that into game preparation, game planning, different things depending on what the weather is going to be?
Well, you always try to simulate the game the best you can throughout your preparation. And I mean, that's a common thought this week. And unfortunately, I think it's supposed to snow during practice today, so we'll be able to get outside and practice in the elements that should be similar to what we're going to plan on Sunday. So it'll be fun out there in the practice field.
And virtually a playoff game. As always, good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
The Jerry Bader Show.
All your last-minute gifts are at Mills Fleet.